On today's show, why it now takes years to develop a killer sound system in vehicles. There's a battle brewing in Europe over DSRC and 5G LTE, and photos of the new Ford Bronco and Jeep pickup are leaked onto the internet. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. 3D printing is being used for a number of unique applications in the automotive industry, and here's another one that caught our eye. Ford is using a 3D printed window alignment tool at its plant that makes the Mustang convertible. Not only are all the necessary bits and pieces built in, like the retainers to hold down the pneumatic tubing, but it's also 30% lighter and cheaper to make compared to a traditional welded fixture. The plastic tool also allows for easier handling and is light enough that the operator doesn't need an assist to lift it. It's an important enough development that the Society of Plastics Engineers gave it an Automotive Innovation Award in the area of additive manufacturing. Photos of two significant vehicles are being leaked ahead of their debuts, and we'll start with the Ford Bronco. As you can see, the SUV mixes a little bit of retro with modern, rugged styling. We think the two-tone paint job gives it a little bit of a Ford Flex vibe, and the front grille sure looks a lot like the Jeep Renegade. The Bronco will be built at the same Ford Wayne assembly plant as the Ranger, so it will likely be about the same size as the pickup. Now check out the new Jeep Gladiator pickup. As you would expect, it looks like a Wrangler with a bed on the back of it. We're also learning it will come standard with a 3.6-liter V6 engine, but the automaker's 3-liter EcoDiesel engine will also be available as well, as will 2 4-wheel drive systems, Dana 44 axles, electric sway bar disconnect, and 33-inch tires. Look for the Gladiator to make its debut at the LA Auto Show. And while we're on the subject of LA, Kia released this teaser image of the new Soul. Not much to see, but it does now feature a floating roof design, and the taillights look larger than before. If you'd like to get a little bit better idea of what the new Soul will look like, do a search on the interwebs. There's some spy shots floating around. Still to come, a new study finds the names of partially automated systems give drivers the impression they're a lot more capable than they actually are.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
There's a big tug of war going on in the automotive industry over which technology to use for vehicle-to-vehicle communication, 5G LTE or DSRC, which stands for Dedicated Short-Range Communication. DSRC is essentially part of the Wi-Fi spectrum, while 5G is the upcoming standard for cell phones. Europe and the United States have embraced DSRC, while China is pushing 5G. But not all companies in Europe want DSRC. Reuters reports that BMW, along with Vodafone and Ericsson, are trying to persuade the European Commission to use 5G in cars, which they say is a better alternative. And in related news, a source tells Autoline that there's going to be a major announcement at CES about an enhanced version of 4G LTE. Some are even calling it 4.5G because the infrastructure to use it is already built. And in other technology news, the AAA just released a study that found that consumers are confused over the capability of partially automated driving systems because of their names. Around 40% of Americans expect those systems, which have names like Autopilot, ProPilot, and Pilot Assist, to have the ability to drive the car by itself. It says drivers need to educate themselves about the systems, but it also suggests they need standardized naming to avoid confusion. The AAA also tested these systems on both public and closed course roads in 4 different vehicles: a 2018 Mercedes S-Class, 2018 Nissan Rogue, 2017 Tesla Model S, and the 2019 Volvo XC40. It found they performed best on open freeways and highways with stop-and-go traffic, but they had a tendency to struggle with poor lane markings, unusual traffic patterns, or stationary vehicles. The engine in the new Bullitt Mustang produces some of the sweetest sounds you'll ever hear, but so does its audio system. We'll have more about that right after this.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
It used to be almost a rite of passage to upgrade your car's sound system. When I was in high school, that meant installing radios with dolphins that jumped across the screen and the biggest subwoofers and amp you could afford and or fit in your trunk. But car audio systems have gotten so good that almost no one upgrades the system in a brand new vehicle anymore. At a recent event put on by electronics company Bang & Olufsen and Ford, I learned that audio engineers are now working with automakers like Ford 2 to 3 years before a vehicle will even hit customer hands. They need that much time because they're not just taking speakers and radios into consideration. They're also trying to map out the natural resonance of a vehicle itself. How will a hole in the sheet metal of the door or thick leather material of the interior impact how the system sounds? It's questions like these that the engineers need to get answers for and find solutions to. And it's paying off in the end product. I was able to experience the 12-speaker, 1,000-watt Bang & Olufsen system in the new Bullitt Mustang. And like so many new vehicles, although you can't hear it here, it was just amazing how crisp and clear the songs were. The upgraded 5-liter V8 engine in the new Bullitt also produces its own really good soundtrack. So you're going to have to stay tuned for that. And you won't want to miss Autoline After Hours this afternoon. Joining us is Christian Spencer from Nissan to talk about the all-new Altima. And backed by popular demand, the auto extremist himself, Peter DiLorenzo, will be along for the ride, as well as Mark Phelan from the Detroit Free Press. So join us at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Autoline.tv to see what the gang has to say about what's going on in the automotive industry. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.